So welcome back to our third and our final lecture about social media management. And at the conclusion of the previous lecture, we were talking about some of the details of social, related to social selling. And as we begin this third and final lecture, we're going to just touch on social selling goals. What are the goals of selling on social media? The big thing here is initial customer acquisition. And one of the things we just talked about right at the very end of that last lecture was lead magnets. And the purpose of lead magnets are to capture at least an initial piece of information about people who are interested in the topic of that lead magnet. And if you get that email address, then the next step in that process is, well, you've got other valuable content that you can sell, typically at a very low cost. And research has shown that a $7 price on, say, an additional report, a customized report or whatever, is something that's very viable. So last time we talked about an example of using a lead magnet that could provide information about house sales within a specific region, and somebody who's going to sell a house might want to pull that information down and kind of get an idea of what their market looks like in their immediate area. So the next step, maybe 3-4 days later, is you send them an email that says, you know, for $7, I'll send you a report that's customized just for your home. And that is kind of like the next step up in offering something of value. Cross-sell, upsell. An example of upsell, of cross-selling would be, okay, you just sold your home. Now you're going to need a moving truck to come and collect all your stuff. You're going to need all these different services if you are related to buying a new home, for example. Perhaps you're going to need to hire somebody to come in and do an appraisal for you, or you're going to need someone to come in and do a home inspection. Those are things related to upsells, somewhat related to upsells, cross-selling. So if you're a realtor, there's a number of different things that you can do. Just besides selling a home, there's things you can do to, you know, sell appraisals. You can sell moving services, all the financing, mortgages, all that stuff. Increasing buyer frequency. This is actually a very overlooked component of generating sales revenue, and that is you spend a lot less time and a lot less energy selling more to the people who are already doing business with you. It's very expensive to advertise. It's expensive to have someone answering all the questions and all the hand-holding you need to do with people who have not yet done business with you. If they've already done business with you, they know you're good people. They trust you. You've got credibility. And for them to come back and place a second order or a tenth order or an additional order is like falling off the table. It's very easy to do. So focus on doing things that increase buyer frequency. Some of the metrics that you need to track your success at social selling. Number of leads that you're getting. You have a pop-up typically on your website that says, hey, sign up here and we'll add you to our newsletter, that kind of a thing. And you want to pay attention to how many people each day, each week, each month are actually putting their email address into your email list, the number of leads. Offering the conversion rate for your offers. The conversion rates can be all over the map depending on what you're selling, when you're selling it, how you're selling it, whatever. But conversion rate from the time that you make something available on social media to the time they physically place an order, they send you money, you want to pay attention to that rate. It's referred to as a conversion rate. Buyer recency, buyer frequency, how often do they buy, how long has it been since they bought, And do you need to send them additional information to prompt a follow-up order? Some of the lingo, some of the terminology, value first offer, appropriate offers to make in social media channels would include things like valuable content. And you really want to be careful with this whole valuable content thing. We're not talking about hype. We're not talking about some document that a high school kid may have written. It has no idea what he's talking or he or she is talking about. This is something that really is any content that you offer through social media has to be justifiably valuable. No hype, no, you know, get rid of that. People are very cynical about some of the stuff that they'll get off the internet like that. So you want to develop a reputation right off the bat for making your stuff valuable content. Opt-in offers and deep discount offers. Feedback loops. Marketing is generally regarded as being one of the black arts. It's like people who are in marketing typically kind of get the sideways glances from people. You know, they're kind of like one step up from being used car salespeople sometimes. And part of the reason is people don't who are not in marketing don't understand that there are a lot of things that you do to measure performance and complaints, good reviews. All this stuff is all part of these feedback loops that you're constantly looking for and using to measure your success. How well are you doing? And you want to pay a lot of attention to feedback loops and get that whole thing set up. Social media bouncing. It's a process by which a social media follower in one channel like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter is exposed to your brand on other channels such as Twitter or podcasts or YouTube channels. And this is it really helps to kind of reinforce who you are and what you're doing if they are constantly seeing you and your message no matter where they're going. Topic map, editorial calendar, that kind of things. It's all designed to increase engagement with your social media connections. A topic map outlines the various subject matter that's on brand or on topic to discuss on social media channels. And we do this using an editorial calendar. In January, February, and March, we're going to really kind of focus on this specific topic. And then April through June, we'll talk about something more relevant, like, say, springtime flowers, for example. H&R Block, which is a tax preparation company, will often post content about home ownership. Long tail media outreach, the process around earning mentions from a higher volume of small media players, and we're talking about people who might have a blog or they might be publishing a podcast, rather than a smaller number of the larger players like some of your national television networks or even regional networks, for example. Some of the metrics that we'll use for social media selling is the applause rate. And we're talking here about the reviews that you might be collecting on Google or on Yelp or on Facebook. Traffic by channel. Again, this is actually a screenshot right out of Google Analytics, and you can tell very quickly, are you getting most of your leads off of Facebook, or is Pinterest sending you a lot of leads as well? And you can very quickly see the people on which channels that are resonating with the message that you're putting out, and you can very quickly tailor your strategy to that. Conversion from social media. How many people who are visiting your website that have come from Facebook are actually placing orders with you? So that's another very important statistic. And again, this is all information that Google Analytics tracks on a real-time basis.